Yo, what's up, guys? It's your boy DJ Disc here, and it's a great Friday, you know what I'm saying? Great day to end off the week, and what better way to do that than with the Don't Trip We Got You podcast. You know, I got Miss Gotti in the studio with me.
What's
I got
up?
JP in here with me.
Hello.
And we're about to have another great talk, man. We're going to keep rolling these things, keep having fun with them, and just keep giving chats for you guys. You guys keep tuning in, sending us questions or sending us topics to talk about, and y'all ready to get into it?
Let's go.
All right, so the topic today is, can male and female friends just be friends?
I feel like this is something we've kind of touched on the previous two episodes. And so now we're just going to dive a little deeper into males and females
let's be friends. I think certain people can, like, depending on just how, like, your bond started off as. But I think as we get older, like, growing, like, you know, get more mature, I think people aren't really looking so much as so many friends in that area. You know, like, I don't think people just go out. I don't think males personally just go out and search for female friends.
No, you don't want us as friends?
No, we want to try. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, I like as we get older, we don't just search for a female to be our friend. Like, it has to be some type of, like, attraction to her to be even begin with, for even us to approach her. I think that's for me personally. I think that kind of goes for some females too as well. But, like, I think as the younger you are, like, the more you build your bond and grow as that person, I think you just kind of, like, figure out that, okay, then maybe this is a better friendship than it would be, like, a relationship or something like that in that era.
I was so stubborn on this topic for the longest time, and it would always cause drama in my relationships where I was like, no, we can totally just be friends. It is completely platonic. Like, I grew up with three brothers, and so I was super spoiled in high school that I feel like two of them were older. So I feel like I just had this set of male friends that were more of, like, brothers to me than anything else. So in my mind, I'm like, yeah, guys and girls can totally be friends. There's nothing else to it. My situation may have been a little different. And so then, like, as I got older, people were like, guys would be like, you know that, like, they don't want to just be your friend. And I was like, why do you say that? And I would just have this, like, very innocent, naive perspective. And as I've gotten older, I'm like, oh, they might have been right. They might have been right about a few of these situations where it wasn't just a friendly interaction. There may have been some ulterior motives in there, which I think happens. But I also think, like, as you get older, your friend group expands. And, like, when I think about the friends that I hang out with, we're this large, like, we call ourselves Canal Squad a lot of times because we all met through a workout group called Canal Squad. And we do a lot of things together, but it's big groups. Mm-hmm. And so I think, like, co-ed big groups, totally fine. But it's like, how many of those people in that group are then hanging out, like, one-on-one on the side? And it's like, I don't know, like, that I think would blur the line a lot more.
Yeah, I think, I don't think they can. I don't think they can. But it's different because I feel like certain people can, like, given, like Devin said, like, their specific relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like certain people can't. Like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. Do you feel like someone...
That brother-sister relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I got that with a lot of people. Well, I won't say a lot of people. But there's, like...
A select few and stuff like
that. Yeah, you can identify right away who falls in that category.
Right.
Do you think there's a lot of times where if a guy and a girl are hanging out a lot one-on-one, eventually one of them is going to catch feelings?
Yeah, definitely. That's why I say, like, especially now as you get older, you, like start, like, to dating people and stuff like that. I feel like somebody's just bound to catch feelings, like, spending that time getting to know somebody. Like, people just naturally attract to stuff like that. And sometimes you can just keep it as a friendship. Or sometimes you go into it as a relationship and you build that bond. It's like, okay, a relationship might have not worked out, but, like, a friendship probably could. That's where I would think, like, where it comes, like, to your specific reasons or your motive to go pursue that friendship or relationship, honestly.
Yeah, I would say some of my closest male friends now were guys that I previously dated, too. And it's like, we didn't work out, and then we kind of gave ourselves that space to, like, lose feelings, I guess, in that respect. But I just know, like, some of them are just really solid guys. And, like, when I need something, they're going to be the first person that I reach out to. But I also know, like, when I am in a relationship, there's somebody that, like, our dynamic changes. And it's like, I can't. And like, I think we just kind of have that understanding. Like, I know if they're in a relationship, like, I respect that. And I'm not going to reach out to you necessarily the same way I would.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's like a good thing for most people. Because
a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah, because like, just because like a relationship didn't work out, don't mean you got to hate that person or not mess with them. Like, of course, if you have your reasons too, that's cool and all, but like, if I just like, just simply didn't work out, and they're like, it was a neutral agreement, there's no reason, like, it has to be awkward still. Like,
yeah.
Y'all, of course, y'all had that connection where like, you must enjoy talking to that person at some point in time, like, doing things with them, bro. Like, just because you enjoy somebody's time to me, like, you like them or something like that, y'all can still be cool, just have like, a natural fun time around people. That's why I think, you feel me, like, it's easy to get cool, like, exes and stuff like that, because, you feel me, I already got that bond, y'all got the connection, just relationship-wise, that just wasn't meant for y'all to be.
Yeah, I was told yesterday, I was like, I was told something yesterday, and it, like, really blew my mind, because I was at Bible study, and...
Bless up.
Like, my cousin...
Hallelujah.
My cousin's, like... my cousin's a minister, so mm-hmm. he was, like, going around, and he was, like, what does it mean to be intimate with God?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, because it's a teen class, like, I knew what he meant by the question, because I talked to him a lot. But, like, most of the people in there immediately jumped to...
They were like, intimate? Wait, hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, they thought about... And then, so then he was like, just because you're intimate with a person doesn't necessarily have to mean, like, the relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, the boyfriend,
girlfriend.
It's physical
girlfriend, at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many different types of
intimacy. And he was like, you can be intimate with somebody... And just, like, be having a conversation with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I was like, okay.
That's
okay.
Why I think, like, it's kind of like a blur to it, like a blur to line type thing. Because, like, you can't really just, like, automatically say yes because, of course, if you look at it in the world, people have guy friends, people have female friends, but they're just friends, like, of course. At the same time, like, you can't say yes because, like, you never really, like, know a person's meaning in certain ways and how to go about things at the same time. So it's like... It's just like, we probably should have did this for like a red flag, green flag type thing.
Yeah.
We touched on it in red flag, green flag. When I was listening, I was like, oh yeah.
Like that would have been a good little segment to talk about in that situation. But of course, so. But yeah, that's really what I got for you. You guys got anything else on that?
I mean, I think that it can just depend. I think you can be. You've just got to be mature about it.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think there's a self-awareness piece as well. Like, if you feel like you're the one that's starting to catch feelings, addressing that right away. Because I think if you don't, and sometimes I almost want to say females might be more guilty of this, where they don't always want to be as open about what they feel because they don't want to lose the guy as a friend or ruin the friendship as it stands.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately... you're just not staying true to yourself.
Yeah.
And it's like, just put it out there, and if it's meant to be, it'll figure its way out. And then if not, you at least have a better idea of where you stand.
Yeah, definitely. JP, you got anything else?
Nah, I don't. I'm trying to think of stuff, but I don't. Like, my mind is going blank today.
Yeah, this is like, it was a good topic, but at the same time, like, it really wasn't like much to really discuss, but it was like straight to it, man. It's either you can...
It's like that's like honestly. it's like one of those you either have this opinion or that opinion.
Yeah.
Not really much discussion on it. Just
really.
I think you can just think of certain people that are like, nah, they're definitely like friend category. Ooh, they're kinda like blurred. Nope, they're over here. Like they're not capable of just being a friend. And like sometimes, like as you get older and you're able to do other things legally. You see, like, people really change.
Yeah, definitely.
Too. Like, there's certain environments where I'm like, oh, I've never seen this side of him before. Like, mm-mm. Like, you
I
can
like
be.
That side.
Yeah, when you see that little switch up and you're like, oh, let me reevaluate things. Or you just know, like, there's certain environments that you can be in with people and there's certain environments you can't.
Yeah, definitely. Well. To end and wrap this up, man, it was a great conversation. It was a short one for you guys, but we still talked to, like, a lot of key points. We talked a lot of good stuff. And, man, I'm loving it so far, man. This is really fun. I get really good talks with Ms. Gaddy with JP. And we're going to keep touching on topics. I need you guys to keep tuning in, keep sending us questions or topics, anything you want to hear about. And it's me, Ms. Gaddy, JP. And we out, man. Don't trip. We got you.